across that road right out there in front of the house.
What for?
The black cat. A car hit it. It was going across the road.
So why do people keep them?
Oh, they just keep them like any other thing. They're not for any papers that I know of. Now some people say cats are bad luck.
That's what I mean. Tell me about that.
But I've always kept a cat, a dog, or something.
People
I
say
know they're good to keep mice away. If you get a good mouse, they're good to keep rats away from your house.
Well, when people say cats are bad luck, do they mean all cats or just special cats?
No, they say a black cat. That's what the old saying is, a black cat.
Tell me about that.
Well, I just don't know anything no more than they say that a black cat was bad luck. I've seen them cross the road. When people get to the pass in front of them, get to that place, they turn around and back up. They're leaving the trouble behind.
Well, did people here, like ever, you know, was there any way, like when you were young, if somebody fell in love with somebody, you know, and they wanted that person to love them too, was there anything they could do?
No, not that I know of.
You never heard of any way to?
No, I haven't.
Well, what about things like, with any little roots or leaves or anything like that they could use for medicine?
Well, I just really don't know. I've never been around those kind of people, you know. Well, there's lots of people believe in that stuff.
Well, right. Oh, I do. I mean, that's true.
But I have never, you know, dealt with it, and I couldn't say for sure, but there's plenty of people believe in that stuff.
Have you ever heard some about it? Tell me what you heard about it.
No, I haven't heard too much about it, but I know one thing. There's plenty of people who believe in that junk and stuff. Yeah, it's people that knife and people laying up sleeping. They riding hunting them people.
Hunting people that do that?
Yeah.
Little Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they do to them?
Now they'll be going to them to get them, tell them things and all such a junk as that. But just for myself, I never did do it.
Well, what do you call this time of the day?
We call this in the evening.
And when does the evening start?
After even 12 o'clock. So that's a half a day. 1 o'clock, evening start.
Well, what do you say before 12 o'clock? What part of the day is that?
That's the morning.
What do you say? If I came into your door at 10 o'clock, you'd say?
Good morning. Mm-hmm. But see, it's still morning until 12. Then when the 12 come, after 12, that's when the evening starts.
Do you say good evening then, or what do you say? How do you?
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Or is there anything else you could say then?
No, unless it's someone you know, hello there, or how you do so-and-so like that.
Well, now when somebody comes to the door you know, in the evening, and they might come in and stay till after dark. Mm-hmm. And when they were leaving your house, what would you say to them?
Good night.
Well, when does the evening change into the night?
It changes in the night. It's about 7 when it starts getting dark, you see, after 5 o'clock, 6, then 7.